Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. I always have to look to my right out the window. Yep, it's sunny out there. It looks like it's going to be another wonderful Wisconsin summer day. I am hoping, because I'm well rested from the past day and a half, that I took a super long nap yesterday after I got home from the station and then had a great night of sleep. So lay it on me. Let me have it. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. A lot of things we can chat about, obviously. Some of the local stuff I wanted to at least touch on. And if you have an opinion, I am encouraging you to dial in and join the conversation. 715-845-2155. Did have a guest on a few weeks ago from Stevens Point, Kevin, and he's a business owner in the Point area, and his concern about this Business 51 lien reduction. And frankly, I do not even understand how anyone can actually defend this. Who would want this? Who wants more congestion? Who wants to make it more difficult to get from point A to point B? Whether you are just a customer that wants to support a business along Business 51, or you're a resident and you're just trying to commute through that that corridor, why would anybody support something like this? And I did hear a clip from the mayor of Point telling people to take a deep breath, and I don't know if he's taking his own advice, but I sincerely hope that common sense prevails with regard to this. I know that voting for a referendum on this is a good start, because the city of Stevens Point cannot make any types of decisions about road construction projects without first going to referendum, without first going to those who are taxpayers in that area. So the other little topic of conversation that I'd like to ask you about, if you're interested in chatting about it, is the non-binding marijuana initiative on an upcoming ballot. Do you know what this is about? Of course, this is about turning out the potheads on election day. Of course, this is what it is, because the Democrats always continue to float this out as an idea, and then they never follow through with it. And it's just an effort to get, and you know, I guess if you have all day to get to the polls, even those who are, you know, most, even the most stoned can maybe make it to the polls by 8 p.m. on election day. I don't know. You can call me biased about this particular topic, but I'm not going to change my mind. You can try, but my point of view is I don't believe that marijuana should be legalized. In fact, I've had this conversation with some of our future new elected leaders, and I'm curious about what your opinion is, whether it's medical marijuana or even just, well, I shouldn't say even just, even medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. I'm just across the board not a fan of marijuana. So subsequently, you can use your justifications. Well, alcohol's legal and, you know, yada, yada. I guess what I am more open to hearing the point of view of those who have treated people who have psychosis as a result of having used marijuana, someone who's heavily addicted to marijuana. You can argue that it's not addictive, but I beg to differ. You can argue that it's not a gateway drug, but I beg to differ. My own personal circumstances with a family member would support my point of view and my argument. And I also would be interested to know what law enforcement, what their opinion is of legalizing not only medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. So with that, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join the conversation. Some of the more national topics, I guess, that we can talk about. I had a guest on just before the 8 o'clock news, Scott Manley from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. We talked about the Inflation Reduction Act. I don't see anything reduction about spending money that the American citizens don't have. So, and then also essentially selling our souls as if Joe Biden and his puppet masters haven't already intended to sell their souls to China. I don't want to participate. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Morning, Meg. It's been a while since I called in. It's Farmer James calling.
Hi, Farmer James.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Well, weather's good. It's been cooperating. Get some rain lately, so the crops are looking pretty decent.
Hey, can I ask you a farmer-related question? I know you got a point you want to make.
Absolutely.
So do you plant vegetables in any of your on any of your property? Maybe you do for your own personal use.
I do for our personal use. We have a really nice garden that we grow a lot of food on and give to our for ourselves and give to our neighbors like this. But a friend of mine and yours too, Randy Wilcox, he has used a dairy farm and he rents out about 50 acres to Hmong families on his farm just west of Wausau, and they have, it's amazing the amount of food that they grow there. The vegetable gardens, I mean, we're talking, it's stunning the amount of crops they produce between carrots and beans and cucumbers and you name it, they grow it. And they take it to the farmers markets around, and they work their butts off, shall we say, in order to produce this food.
Yeah,
and
they're green thumbs, that's for sure. I used to think I had a green thumb, but the reason I ask is because I have had some trouble with tomatoes, and I planted a few plants this past spring, and I have yet to see any red fruit other than some really weird looking tomatoes that have split open, and one that looks like it's sort of been possessed by an alien. Any idea why?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, did you keep them upright and prune them so their bottom branches aren't touching the ground?
Upright, yes. I have them in a tomato cage. Probably didn't prune as well as I should have, though.
Well, that's a big deal. And with the lack of moisture, ours are late too, believe it or not. With the lack of moisture, because my wife, God bless her soul, just takes tremendous care to garden. She waters the heck out of them. And we're just right now starting to get our tomatoes, but tomatoes take a lot of water, and they need to have a really good amount of fertilizer in order to make them grow, specifically phosphorus and potash, because that's what they really use out of their ground. Well, nitrogen, too. But this year with kind of the lack of moisture and everything like that, they've really had a strain on them. If you didn't water them on a consistent basis, they really would have a hard time producing the fruit, which would, cause this to happen. And sometimes, too, it's the strain of tomato you have as far as that there's a little bit of a blight or whatever. So, and I've heard stories of kind of varying degrees of different people with gardens in different places having different issues. But, it's unfortunate, I think, the water issue this year when they were really growing and producing is kind of holding things back.
All right. Well, I'll take it from the expert. So what did you call about today, James?
Well, I know this is a little off topic what you're talking about, but I'm really fired up about what's going on with our attack on our agricultural system, not only, here in this country, but around the world. I mean, I sent you an email with this article that was brought in that was published by Voss this morning, and the very first line on this article says that the greatest threat to the environment is farming, and I'm like,
what?
I sent it to you so you can read it, and hopefully you can share it or whatever like that with the people that you have, and it talks about all these things that this Biden freaking inflation bill is good, $20 billion for this, that, and everything. But these people, they don't understand the limitations that we work under, depending on where we farm and what we do and how and the things we've been doing. And they just think we're a bunch of dummies that have been farming and doing this stuff and wrecking the environment for all these years, and they're going to come in and save us and tell us how to do this and do that and to hope to save the environment. And especially the attacks on animal agriculture is just ridiculous. I mean, they feel that every ruminant animal, basically cows, milking cows and beef cows, with the food they eat and the methane they produce by digesting their food, is destroying the environment. And, you know, India has more cows in that country over there than the rest of the world combined, darn near. And they revere them as animals that are, well, I should say, you know, holy. And, you know, what the heck? I mean, this is so maddening to me, because we work our tails off, not only here but around the country, to provide a good, stable food supply for the people in this nation and, frankly, around the world. And we are under attack all the time, that we are doing nothing but destroying the environment.
Well, I appreciate farmers, James, and I'll tell you this. I think ultimately what it is the Democrats and the left, they resent the fact that farmers want to be independent of the government. They resent the fact that you are providing not only for yourselves, but you're providing for all of us who rely upon your products. And I think that they would rather see us dependent on the government as opposed to someone like you or someone like farmers who have proven that we don't need the government. We don't need the government to sustain us and to support us.
Yeah, I know. It's really heartbreaking that, you know, I don't know if it's just ignorance on their part or if they're just trying to get this control factor going, but you've seen it around the world. I mean, in Sri Lanka and Ghana and Germany and the Netherlands and Ireland, I mean, they want to force farms to get rid of animals to save the planet. But, you know, I just don't understand how they feel that they're going to just get along in life. I mean, if everybody goes on a massive diet and you cut your calories down to about 1,500 calories a day, or if not like this, but you think these people in Africa, you think they give a rat's patoot about that stuff? I mean, they're walking around. I mean, they're talking to a billion people around this country, are around this world, are projected to be in a food deficit or on the verge of starvation by the end of the year, especially with this war in Ukraine. A billion. We're talking a billion people.
Yeah, they don't care. I think that's it.
Read about this?
I think that's the other part, James, is I think it has to do with their worldview, too. And they don't place human life. It's not a value that they hold dear. And I think that's the other part of it, is that human beings are expendable to those on the left that are making these types of decisions. And I always use the word unfortunate. It goes well beyond unfortunate. But, I mean, we have to, like you, I know you have your circle of influence, and like me and others, we have to be speaking out and pushing back and questioning and stating how ridiculous it is. That why would we ever want to eliminate farmers and all that you represent? And, I mean, I'm never going to give up eating steak or having a good slice of bacon. I mean, no, thank you. I'm not going to have synthetic food or synthetic meat. No, I'm not. I'm going to stick with what I like. And as an American citizen, I have that right to do that. And well, James, thanks for calling in. You have anything real quick? I got to go to a break.
No, I mean, just, you know, keep everybody just keep paying attention to what's going on, because we're under attack out here in the country and what we do. And beware, it's going to affect us sooner or later if we let this happen. So we have to vote the right way in November. And we have to make sure that we hold those that we get into office accountable and applicable to what needs to be done, and can't let them get away with, oh, well, you know, whatever, we're just going to do whatever. No, we have to make sure that we stay on them. We vote the right way, get them in there, and stay on them to make sure things get done that need to get done.
Amen. Hey, thanks for calling in, James. All the best to you. I hope your crops flourish in this season.
Well, we're working at it, but all in all, it comes down to Mother Nature in the end. So yes. God bless everyone out there in the world and in the listening area and everywhere else, and take care.
And thanks for sending that article. I'll take a look at it. Have a great day, James. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be right back, and I'll take more of your calls. So if you're calling, if you're trying to get through, as soon as I get off the air, I will pick up your calls and get them lined up for the second half of Feedback on WSAU. Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Good morning. Welcome to WSAU Feedback. Thanks for joining me. I'm Meg Ellefson. I'm going to go to some calls right away because we are up against another break with the 8:30 news, and I've got someone waiting on hold. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, good morning. Let's talk about the legalization of marijuana and the Dems pushing it. You know, that's up to them, I guess. But I'm, as far as that goes, when you go to a voting booth, if that's what they're after is voters, you think they should put a sign out in front of a voting booth? All voters must drug and alcohol test prior to voting.
Well, that,
that would
be...
deter some of that stuff. That'd be kind of funny, too.
I guess.
You
know? That,
you shouldn't go to a voting polling thing, booth, drunk or high, no matter who you are, Republican or Democrat, but that would sure deter the Democrats for sure.
I don't know. You'd think that they would there would be complete outrage about it, and they'd be so upset. But you know what you could also say is that, oh, you can use your precious absentee ballots then, you know, because that's...
Well, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they have any concerns about it. But, yes, it's a good point. And
just no winning, huh?
It's too... it's probably too intelligent of a solution for those on the left. That's for sure, Don.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, have a good day. I just wanted to inject a little humor in there.
Yes.
I thought it might be funny.
I appreciate it very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm going to go to a break, and the 8:30 news is up next, and then I will take your calls on the other side, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join the conversation, right after the news on WSAU Feedback.